One of the biggest mistakes that players make when they're playing tennis is when they're practicing is they don't play enough practice sets. So they drill and then they go play their matches and then they get tight and they wonder why. Well, I want you to create more pressure in practice. And the way to do that is to create scoreboard pressure. So how do you do that in practice? Well, first of all, start playing more practice sets, start playing more tiebreakers. Put it on the line a little bit more. Even put some money on it, put a dollar, put 50 cents, put push-ups on it. If you lose to your opponent, the person that loses has to do 10 push-ups, something like that where there's more on the line. But scoreboard pressure is important. An example of that would be, go play a practice set. Instead of starting from 0-0, start at 4-all, start at 5-4. Start at 4-5 or 5-6, and you have to hold serve to stay in the set right away, out of the gate. Don't start at 0-0. Get right into the heart of the set, the deep part of the set where all that pressure is, and manufacture it. Create more pressure with score. Oh my gosh, it's 5-6, it's 4-5. I'm serving, I've got to find a way to hold serve. Increase that pressure and then see if you can keep your mental focus. See if you can keep your wits about you, your strategy, your game plan. Keep it focused on what you need to do, even in the most pressure-packed situations. You could even do score within a game. You could put yourself down love 30 or 15-40 and you have to come back and win the game. You could put yourself up 5-4 and you're serving for the set. Any way that you can create scoreboard pressure in practice will make the transition to real match play easier for you.